Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separate, saith the Lord. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Come out from among them. So again, here we see the scripture. If you want to, listen, if you want to go on with God, you got to come out from the things that aren't going on with God. Mm-hmm. And if you come out from it, are you still in it?
No.
No, you came out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a scriptural concept?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the way it is with every new move of God, with every new thing that God brings, with every new step that God's trying to build into the earth, into people? You have to come out from the old and step into the new, which means you're no longer in the old.
Right?
Mm. Are you getting this? Well, you know, so through this fasting, through these things, the Holy Ghost has been bearing witness with me strongly that in order to fulfill and reach full potential of the Holy Ghost Society, we have to come out and be a separate thing. Holy Ghost worship does not fit within the scope of Christianity. Are you getting any of this?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm not real happy about this anyway, because a lot of my old friends, is this the way it is too? When you come out of something, you kind of have to leave behind those things that were holding you back. Oftentimes you can think about it like a dirigible. You know what a dirigible is, or a balloon or something. It's being tethered by the things that are holding it back. This must exist on its own to reach the full potential. And this is what the Holy Ghost has been saying to me over and over. If you want to reach the full potential of Holy Ghost worship, or Holy Ghost only, which, by the way, is not embraced by Christianity, then you're going to have to come out and be your own separate thing. I don't like it. I don't like it either. But do you see what I'm saying? And I'm going to try to help you along the way here. To exist within Christianity, there will always be a fight. There will always be a struggle. There will always be a trying to convince them that somehow they're wrong, or their base is wrong, because the base is wrong. Now, how many times have I told you, you begin to worship the Holy Ghost, what happens? Everything changes.
Yep.
The whole base changes. The whole structure of everything changes. Right? You get a new Bible. Your whole lordship in the earth is the Holy Ghost. Right? To exist within Christianity, there will always be a fight. Why? Because the base is wrong. And if you got the base wrong, then the rest of it is not going to work. This is not Christianity. This is Holy Ghost worship. Holy Ghost only does. I'm just going to say some of these things that, frankly, it's been taking me a long time to get a grip on myself. The Holy Ghost only doesn't exist inside Christianity. When I say Holy Ghost only, that is a foreign concept to most people. And yet it's the fact. How do we get here? I mean, that's why I've been spending so much time developing how we got to where we're at. Right?
Amen.
Yeah.
So that you know how you got here. It's not some heretical thing. It's called heresy by other people, but how'd you get here? Because Jesus left. It begins with Jesus left.
Amen.
Christianity doesn't begin with Jesus left. Christianity begins with Jesus is here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at Hebrews. I will have you turn over there. It sounds like heresy, brother. I know, because you're listening to it from the ears of not what the scriptures are saying, but of what Christianity has built into you. Those tethers that are holding you back, which you have to be released from. Just hang on. I will help you along here. Let's see, Hebrews chapter 13. Let's look at verse 13. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp. bearing his reproach. Once again, what is it saying? Let us go forth outside. Let us go out. Are you getting any of this?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to Genesis chapter 6. Now I've told you repeatedly more when I was preaching along the lines of Holy Ghost worship and the Holy Ghost worship being the homeroom. And I said that if you don't worship the Holy Ghost on a regular basis, what is the tendency to be? What's going to happen? You're going to revert. You're going to go back. If you don't, what, you're going to just kind of go back into daily life of the way it always was. Right? Genesis chapter 6. Let's look at verse 3. And the Lord said, my what?
Spirit.
My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Jesus said, spirit is willing, flesh is weak.
Yep.
You get in the flesh, and you got to go back. If you don't worship the Holy Ghost on a regular basis, you're going to go back. The tendency is to go back, and the Holy Ghost gets upset about it. I pray not as much with you as he does with me, but I can't draw back. And see, the problem is all of my relations and all of my friends and all of the time that I've spent in the ministry, a lot of time, is in this group that frankly will never go here. And so my tendency is to want to stay in that nice warm cocoon with everybody else and try to convince them to add a little bit on. I didn't bring that book, did I? You know, I try to read a business book a week. Used to be two. Somehow I got caught up in other things. 0 to 1. This is a guy, Peter Thiel. He started PayPal and some other thing. Whatever. I read these things. I get good stuff out of them. He talks about from 0 to 1. And most people, let me just read a little bit of this. You all right with this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, good. This is good. Of course, it is easier to copy a model than to make something new. Doing what we already know how to do takes the world from 1 to N, adding more of something familiar. So once again, we're talking about algebraic equations. You're simply taking something and adding something to it. Christianity does that with the Holy Ghost. They have their Christianity, and they just try to add some Holy Ghost in one measure or another to Christianity. So what they get is Christianity plus. Mm-hmm. And I was brought up in that. You know, the Pentecostals had a little bit of something more than the people that didn't have the Holy Ghost, right? When the fact is, it's still the same thing with a little something else added to it. It's not a new thing. Adding something of something to something more familiar. But every time we create something new, we go from 0 to 1. Something new was created, which means you're no longer 0. You're in something completely different. It's not unscriptural, but I'm in something completely different. I know I'm in something completely different, and it's not. There a lot of things are similar to the old, but it is something new. Remember, I talked about 2.0. Mm-hmm. 1.0 programs don't work on 2.0. 2.0 programs don't work, right? I've been through all of this over and over. Let me read on here. Are you getting anything out of this? So he's taught, this whole book is basically talking about how to get from 0 to 1, not just add to other things. All right. Then he says, what important truth do very few people agree with you on? He's talking about how to get from 0 to 1, some building something new. What important truth, something that's so true that nobody else or very few people agree with you on? You can name a bunch of them right here with what we're doing today. The Holy Ghost is the only God in the earth today. It's his dispensation. And you're supposed to worship him, right? Three important truths that almost no one in Christianity will agree with us on. And yet, that's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah.
Are you seeing this?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Which necessitates something new. I hope I'm getting this across. So my spirit will not always strive with man. Meaning, and then there are other verses of scripture that says he grieves the spirit of God. So if you don't receive what he's saying to you and go out or move on or come out from them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, then it begins to grieve him. Not only do you not go on, but he starts to get annoyed over it. Sometimes I think he's just got his, just tapping his toe, looking at you like, really? You know, why? Because he's brought you revelation. You have to be willing to receive it. You have to be willing to go on. Especially if we're going to receive and fulfill, say fulfill, fulfill the full potential of what is being brought to us in this. Right? Is this making sense? We tend to revert. The foundation must begin with Holy Ghost worship. Now, fact, Jesus didn't die so that you could go to heaven. That's where Christianity is based. Jesus came so you could die and go to heaven. Is that what he came here for? You remember last week at all? Why did Jesus come? Why did Jesus do what he did? I mean, back to Genesis, we're talking about. What did they do in Genesis in the garden? Right? They walked with God in the earth. That was God's plan. What got messed up in God's plan? Sin got introduced. What did Jesus come to rid the world of? Sin. Which leaves what? Man walking with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. That's the plan. That's why Jesus came. When you die, sure, you go to heaven, but that's not the plan. Christianity is based on heaven. You die, you go to heaven. If you don't die, you go to hell. But it is not what Jesus came here for. Do you understand this? Oh my. Jesus didn't die so you could go to heaven. It's so you could walk with the Holy Ghost as God in the earth today. It begins with Jesus left you. You should try to preach this message. The Holy Ghost begins with Jesus left you. And when you begin there, you get a brand new Bible. You go to a brand new homeroom. You're in a new dispensation. You have a new Lord. Who's Lord?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. Now, where the Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. Where? Now. Where are you? Now in the earth. There's only one God in the earth today. His name is the Holy Ghost. He's the one that Jesus sent, which means Jesus left. Your object is not to die and go to heaven and be with Jesus. Right?
Right.
I hope you're getting this. So Christianity just adds some Holy Ghost to their equation and ends in heaven. We have a little Holy Ghost on the earth. And then we die and go to heaven. That's not the plan. Holy Ghost only, or Holy Ghost worship, begins with the Holy Ghost and ends with the Holy Ghost. All right. I hope I'm getting this across. So I read Genesis. This is and must be a totally new and different thing and not a sect. Say a sect.
Sect.
A sect of Christianity. If it is, it can't thrive. There will always be that strife. There will always be that headbutting because the base is wrong. What's the base? Christianity's base is wrong. It doesn't mean a lot of the things. The script. We're all basing off of the scriptures, but because they're not basing it on beginning with the Holy Ghost and ending with the Holy Ghost as God, they can't go to the same place.
You mean they can't go to heaven?
No, they can't go to the same place with walking with the Holy Ghost as God in the earth today. Let me share this scripture with you. You know, and there should be, you will have some, believe me, you will have some pushing against this because it doesn't fit well within what the adding one to N. It's not the next step. It means you've taken all these steps. Now you need to get rid of them all and start anew with the Holy Ghost who's God on the earth today. Are you kidding this? Mm-hmm. Go to Corinthians. Well, I don't like how it makes me have to think completely different. That's because your thinking was wrong.
Really?
Yeah, wrong. And that means you can't get to where I'm trying to get you to because your thinking is wrong. Let's see here. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And verse 1. And see, you gotta understand that through this week, struggling with this message and not wanting to say it, I once again came to the conclusion that I'm going to please the Holy Ghost, even if it angers you. Even if it frustrates me. You know, because he's my source, yeah. Right?
Amen's right.
He's how, and he's talking to me. Okay, these are things. Now, wouldn't you want him to correct you on something that might be holding you back, or to help you fix something that's keeping all the good things from coming to you? This is it. We cannot exist within the bounds of Christianity as a sect of Christianity. Holy Ghost worship is a completely different thing. It doesn't exist there. In fact, most of Christianity would preach against worshiping the Holy Ghost. How can you, as a Holy Ghost worshiper, be in a group that preaches against Holy Ghost worship? How many times have you left the church over something like that? Where they preached against something, right? I used to go to church, they preached against speaking in tongues. Well, you can't go there for that long. You either leave or they kick you out. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, when your base is completely different, and I'm telling you, I wish I could get people over it, and this is the way. It's one way. You have to worship the Holy Ghost enough, say enough, to where the foundation is completely changed and rebuilt. Here, you go down to the beach, and sometimes you see people lifting up a house and putting it up. Right? What are they doing? They're putting a foundation under it. A lot of them didn't have foundations. Or they're raising it up. So, right? Mm-hmm. Is that a big deal? Does that take a lot? Yes. It's taking your whole house and lifting it up and putting it. I mean, really, they should have done it the other way. But the problem is, without that extreme change, to have a new foundation under there, they'd never get there. A lot of people go, that's too much work. Right? Could you imagine? You gotta lift this house up, this whole house, and put another foundation. This one has a foundation, but you have to put another one under it. Wouldn't it have been nice if they built the foundation the other way in the first place? I've been down this road. Do you remember? I'll just take a second here. What happened when Jesus went up into heaven? How many people were there? According to the word, there's over 500 people there. How many people stayed around on the day of Pentecost and did what Jesus said? 120. So 3/4 of the people didn't do what Jesus said. What did they do? They went out and they spread around. Remember? And then we had Paul. Who was Paul? He was the apostle to the Gentiles. Right? Who was the apostle to the Gentiles? Paul. Everybody else was kind of not to the Gentiles. He was the one that had his ministry to the Gentiles, meaning not to the Jews. Well, he was out there ministering to the Gentiles, and the Holy Ghost said, don't go. He was forbade. Yeah. Say forbade. Forbade. Forbade of the Spirit to go into Asia, right, which was where Ephesus was. Mm-hmm. In Acts chapter 19, he shows up in Ephesus, and he found certain disciples. Let's look over there. Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. And it came to pass that while, verse 1, Acts chapter 19, verse 1, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, what? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Why would he say that? Because there shouldn't have been any disciples there. He's coming into a new place that he's never been before as the apostle to the Gentiles, and yet there are certain disciples there, and look what they said. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. How could that be? Because the people who went there and made the disciples did not wait for the beginning of the church, which was in the Holy Ghost. It begins in the Holy Ghost. I didn't have you. And then if you want to say, well, that's not Asia, we'll read down in verse 10, Acts chapter 19, verse 10. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Where was it? In Asia. So we had 3/4 of the church going forth and establishing on the wrong foundation, on an old foundation, a foundation of being a disciple of Jesus. And if this doesn't irritate you, I don't know what will. We are not disciples of Jesus. We are disciples of the Holy Ghost in this dispensation. How can you be a disciple of Jesus? He's not here. He's in heaven. When Jesus was on earth, he had disciples. When Jesus went to heaven, they were to become disciples of another. Jesus said, I will send an another, and you will follow him, and he will teach you. What do masters do to their disciples? Teaches them things. Yeah. Well, so we have all these people built on the wrong foundations, 3/4 of the church. Are you getting this at all? Mm-hmm. This is not a sect of Christianity. This is a brand new thing. We shouldn't be here at this juncture, because we should have established things on the Holy Ghost as God in the earth today and continued on. But we didn't. We got all caught up with the 3/4 of everybody else. I was going to read to you. Did you turn there? 1 Corinthians 12. Mm-hmm. I have this question, you can answer it. If someone can't say Jesus is Lord without the Holy Ghost, you can't say it, then where does it have to begin? With the Holy Ghost. Let's just read that. Because Christianity would say it the other way. Mm-hmm. You got to receive Jesus. You got to talk about Jesus before you can. The problem is then you end up with Jesus. And then your Lord is in heaven, and then all you want to do is die and go to heaven. But when you start out with the Holy Ghost, Jesus comes, takes care of the sin problem. What do you end up with? The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. I hope I'm getting this across. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus. What is he doing? Speaking by the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. If you can't say that Jesus is Lord, or meaning you can't receive what Jesus did for you without the Holy Ghost, then what had to be first? Receiving the Holy Ghost. Receiving what the Holy Ghost is doing in the earth. And when you start out with that foot, that the Holy Ghost is the one doing the things, then you end up with the Holy Ghost in the earth. Holy Ghost as God in the earth today. And you end up as a disciple of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is leading you to say Jesus is Lord. Who are you a disciple of? The Holy Ghost. Who's God in the earth today? Are you getting this? Mm-hmm. How about this? The presence of the Lord. We all say it's the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord. Have you ever felt the presence of the Lord? Mm-hmm. I hope so. We've all felt the presence of the Lord. Whose presence are you feeling? The Holy Ghost. He's the only God in the earth today. He instructs you. He leads you. You are his disciple. We are disciples of the Holy Ghost. I dare you to say that in a Christian circle. I'm a disciple of the Holy Ghost. They'd be like, you're weird. Something's wrong here. Why would that be weird? He was sent to be the leader and guide of the church. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And we get into the book of Acts, and over he's speaking of himself, saying, do this, do that, go here. He's the one who told Paul to go to, not to go into Asia, and then to go into Asia. So Paul gets there and finding certain disciples that were not based on the right foundation. How could they be? They didn't wait around. They weren't even good disciples of Jesus.
They didn't obey.
Yep, they didn't listen.
If they'd have listened, if they'd have obeyed, they would have become and received the one that Jesus sent. And he said, if you receive the one I sent, then you receive me. Right? You've all been down this trail before, but it becomes very important to realize that this, and this realization will take place the more you worship the Holy Ghost, that you can't exist within Christianity because there will always be a fight because the base is wrong. It's like trying to use a program that just constantly crashes because it doesn't work. It crashes. And then when you figure out what's making it crash is that it's not functioning on the right base. Holy Ghost worship or Holy Ghost only begins with Jesus left you. This same Jesus that went up into heaven shall return. Well, that same Jesus that went up into heaven has not returned. Which means we're in a different dispensation, and he sent another, and his name is the Holy Ghost, and that makes you Holy Ghost only. And is the Holy Ghost God?
Yes.
Yeah, so we have to worship God. He's God in the earth today. Well, all of these things that you agreed on, just said, those are things that a majority of people would disagree with you over. And that's what puts us into a separate class or a separate entity that can't exist within the other. No, this is and must be, again, I'm just saying things, this is and must be a totally new and different thing. Is it a totally new and different thing? It is. It is. Does it mean it's outside of Scripture? Does it mean it's outside of the plan of God? Is it outside the dispensation of God? No, emphatically no. They are. A new religion ends the argument. We are creating Holy Ghost worshipers, disciples of the Holy Ghost, and not of Jesus. And where's the discipline come in? I'll just throw this in here. What are we disciplined in? What we say. How do we walk with the Holy Ghost? We're disciples. We're disciplined in what we say. Are you getting this?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this fun? Mm-hmm. Are we having fun now? Mm-hmm. But see, once you do that, what do you think about? Think about the balloon. Let's say you're balloony. Mr. or Mrs. Balloony, right? And you're tethered by a string, constantly holding you back. But somebody comes along and cuts the string, and you're no longer held to it. What are you free to do? You're free to do what you're designed to do, which is go up. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Until the atmospheric pressure changes so much you explode. That's probably where the illustration ends, but you understand. And so by trying to continually be tethered to the concepts of Christianity and argue them, it's the same as trying to argue, you know, your Protestant beliefs to a Catholic. It's just going to butt heads. At some point, you just got to go out and say, we're different, we're separate, because we need to fulfill all of the things that the Spirit of God has brought us to this time and this place in the earth to fulfill. Let me pray for you. Holy Ghost, I thank you that these people, they're wonderful people. And I thank you that you are moving on them and bringing them up to a greater place and a greater ministry in the earth. And the great ministry shall come forth, says the Lord, and you shall be a part of it. You simply need to forget what's behind and reach forth unto those things which are before, and I will confirm you, and I will support you, and I will bring you to places you could not have been before. We thank you for it, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.